Halo hanging on the corner of my girlfriend's throw post bed. Or a one night stand.
It's the WIP afternoon show.
Did it ever make it on YSP?
With Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
That's the 90s?
Says Sugar Ray.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the first song might have. That was not their first hit. Their first hit was a song called Fly.
Yeah.
That was on alternative radio. I don't know if it was on rock radio, because I don't think I was working at YSP at the time when Fly came out. I was in college when Fly came out. Sugar Ray was cool. Sugar Ray used to be a heavy band before they became that band.
Really?
They were, yes. And Fly was a cool song, too. Do you remember Fly?
Yeah. Walker calls that the noisy song. He wants to hear the noisy song.
And why is it the noisy song?
I don't know. Like, one morning I played it when we were driving and we got all excited. You know,
okay.
And now he just wants to, you know, it increases the vibes in the house.
I do not. That's a good tune. I do not have any problem with Sugar Ray. That's a good choice.
I couldn't tell. Yeah. I couldn't get a read on you.
It's a WIP afternoon show.
Never mind what I think, huh?
Oh, yeah. What do you think? You remember that
song,
right?
I'm just saying his whole idea. I didn't know Spike would like it. I didn't know if you would like it or not. What about me?
Well, he's scared of me ripping him. He's not nearly as scared of me.
Right, you know, I'm not. Well, he probably knew I didn't know the song anyway.
You recognize it?
I have no idea.
Oh, really? It was a big hit. Yeah.
I know Sugar Ray, but I never heard that.
Okay.
He's big on Cameo now.
Oh, Mark McGrath?
Yeah.
I think he hosts a podcast.
Cameo
or something.
Is still a thing?
Oh, it is.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
You still got to get on there, man. It's another revenue stream for you.
No, I had one.
Oh, really?
Like when it first started, but then I thought it was the dumbest thing for me to be on there trying to.
Dude, you know what Cameo is great for? Like, if you have you need to get somebody a gift, you don't know what to get them. Like my brother.
Yeah.
I get him a Cameo thing once or year for somebody,
ridiculous
thing.
You'll get somebody to wish him a happy birthday.
Yeah,
or
I got when he got in that accident and he had the concussion or whatever, I got who's the senator who went to jail? Santos? I got him to do one.
Yeah.
Right the day before he went to jail, the guy records a Cameo for my brother. So it was $50.
Well, that's good customer service.
It's a good deal. It's a good deal.
So I can make money on Cameo.
You sure can. Yeah.
You definitely.
What do you think the sweet spot for the price of an Ike Cameo is?
Because
you don't want to get too expensive. You want it to be a no-brainer, but you also don't want it to be cheap because it does take your time.
Right. I would say like 75 to 100.
Yeah, that's where I think.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, but then you remember,
Cameo?
Oh, yeah. See, the amount of people that are requesting Ike juice.
Yeah, and the better you do them,
right,
the more people will share them, which means it's more likely. But, you know, so, yeah. I mean, we've done them for Rights Ricky before. I got more locks to do one for Rights.
Yeah.
100 bucks? Now you get 27 orders. You're sitting at home.
Yeah.
Doing 27 30-second videos for people.
Wow. That's a lot.
But that's $2,700 minus their cut. So, I don't know.
Oh, Cameo gets a cut?
Yeah. It's probably 10% or 15% or something. Yeah.
Okay, that's worse than a damn agent.
Well,
yeah. Look, a lot less work.
Yeah, look.
All right.
They could just Venmo you.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, just put your Venmo out there.
Yeah. The Twitter quest is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're dreaming of another chip, make her feel like a world champion every day with a custom diamond ring from Mark's Jewelers. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Have you ever heard of this word before? Sentient. What do you think the response is so far?
76% say yes.
73.
Oh!
I knew it. 70+.
Now, wow. I do think you have to build in a 10% lie there.
You have to.
Yeah, 10%. But I still think it's over 65%.
60%. Okay.
So am I?
Ascension, is that the Maxwell song?
I don't know. Is there a Maxwell song called Ascension? I don't know.
That was a thought I had in my head. Don't know if I should have let it out.
Yeah, it seems like it might not be true. What should I do with OG when he just lies like that? Should I just let him lie and let it keep going?
I've told you that. You just got to let him go.
Yeah, I just.
But he talks. The
it's
problem,
hard for you.
Well, because he talks in such an authoritative voice.
Because this is what he does. He'll go, what you have to understand. If he wouldn't do that and lie.
But it's part of his bit.
Yeah,
it is.
He said, what you have to understand is they have the hardest schedule in the league. It's like, I don't have to understand it because it's not true.
All right. Yeah.
So.
And by the way, bad day for everyone to bring up the scheduling thing because you looked it up this morning.
Well, so I look everything up in the morning.
This is your top of mind, the strength of schedule argument, and it's been brought up four times a day. So wrong day for it.
Yeah, he's clearly not letting it go, and he's ready for it.
Well, someone said to me, oh, the Niners have had the easiest schedule in the league. What are you talking about? They have not. They just the fact that they had to play the Rams and the Seahawks twice makes it difficult. Okay. So, of course, we spend 10 minutes on the air yesterday talking about, hey, are the Sixers back? And they're going into, they had their biggest line of the year last night at home against the Denver Nuggets team, who was missing their top like eight players.
Yeah.
Missing Jamal Murray, missing Aaron Gordon, missing Nikola Jokic, 15-point favorites in home. 8:30 start, national TV on Peacock, which I had to pay $16 to watch.
That was annoying.
You already got Peacock.
No. Well, if there's a game on it or something, what I would do is subscribe for the month and then cancel it.
Oh, okay, I got you.
We got to go back to normal cable where everything is in the same place, where I don't have to chase down games every week.
Yeah.
And it's not about the $16, even though paying $16 for one game is ridiculous.
Well, there's NFL games on there this weekend.
I have it for the month. So
yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's crazy. Prime this weekend, Peacock. Yeah. I'm sure Netflix has something.
Yeah. You're killing people, man.
Yeah.
Everybody thought, ooh, I'm going to cut the cord. Guess what? There's another cord, and it's to 75 different apps. And you had it pretty good when you're just paying one cable bill.
You ain't lying, yeah.
Now I'm paying $230 for cable and internet, paying how much for Prime every year, Peacock, Paramount Plus.
Yeah, I already got off HBO with the Hard Knocks. Sorry, not doing it.
Well, you just take your parents' account anyway.
I can't do that anymore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I got to have Max, man.
Yeah, my wife likes Max.
Yeah, I got to have it.
Really?
Yeah, I got to have it.
Why?
Well, there ends up being a show on there.
Yeah, and if I ever, I watch all those old.
But you have them all on DVD.
I know.
But it's something better when it's just on.
Yeah. It's less work.
Oh, what? It's like on the actual.
It's just like on HBO.
It's a little different.
Yeah. So we spend 10 minutes talking about it, and then the Sixers, with their worst loss of the year, definitely came in with the wrong intensity. It was a sloppy game from the Sixers. I mean, a few of them individually had good games. Maxey, when you look at the numbers, had good games. Embiid, when you look at the numbers, had good games. But just incredibly sloppy. Was not ready for a team that was going to try hard. Definitely, teams. First game home after a road trip, usually not great, but I think a little smelling themselves, a little bit of thinking the opponent wasn't anything, and they got taught a lesson last night.
Yep.
And, in the closing moments of the last 5 minutes of the fourth quarter, Joel Embiid was atrocious. I mean, clearly just wiped out. Turning the ball over to just stupid plays. And then Maxey.
Think a little fatigue there?
I think so. We played the whole third quarter.
Yeah.
He's been
playing a lot lately, too.
Yes. Well, we've now swung to the complete opposite thing, where he plays once a week, and now he plays four games in 7 days. I thought you weren't doing that anymore, but whatever. And I think having him play the whole third quarter was a little bit of, we can win this game here. And they went up nine, and that was from that point on. And Maxey, at the end of games, Maxey is a wonderful player. But what he is not wonderful at, he is not a good isolation player.
Nope.
And they don't really have Paul George. Paul George is their best one.
Yeah. Yep.
If we're not talking about him because Embiid, you don't want to do it.
Right.
So they just Maxey dribbling the ball off his leg when he and Embiid can't connect at the end of regulation, then missing the shot at the end of overtime, and Embiid was atrocious. It was. Hopefully, they learn a lesson from that game that you are not. You're not what you think you are yet.
That's kind of what I take away from that game. You clearly overlooked this opponent coming in. I know I did. I mean, hell, I saw half the roster not playing last night. I'm thinking it's a layup, pun intended, to win that game last night. And, it was a reminder to me that, no, you can't just roll the ball out and go win. Yeah, you got to play.
Yes.
You got to play.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's one of those games where you're like, you hope. It doesn't bite you in the end in a standing somewhere, but it is a nice little reminder for you that now you're gonna have to take every opponent serious, no matter if they are missing their star players or not.
Yeah, like you're 19-14 and you have a 1-point win differential. Like you're not there yet. Now the one great thing is over and over again in crunch time, Vijay Edgecombe is unreal, hitting big shots, but not just hitting big shots, getting steals, getting huge rebounds, winning player, winning player. Forget about making the shots as big. That guy is not intimidated by pressure at all, and is you know, just because the shot's going down, it has not stopped him from doing those other things. Mm-hmm. He was the guy with the biggest balls at the end of that game mm-hmm. for the Sixers. He's great. Yeah. He's great. He's going
to
be great.
Yeah, and listening to Nick Nurse talk about him before the game, you got to like the maturity that someone that young is already showing. And there's a selflessness to his game that, you know, everybody wants to score, especially when you have that ability to score. But you're on a team that's loaded with guys that can score, so some night you're not going to get the shots,
yep.
or they may not be falling. It doesn't zap his energy. He does other things that contribute to the winning. And you're right, the confidence late in games to take big shots, he's not running away from those moments. Yeah, you just keep watching him getting better. Just keep. And for me, it's not even just watching him getting better. I didn't see a whole lot of him at Baylor. So other than seeing videos and highlights of him prior to the draft, I didn't know a whole lot about VJ playing. So I'm enjoying just getting to watch him play.
He's better in the NBA than he was in college.
Right.
Well, because he said
probably restricted in college.
He said he hated college basketball because there's no space.
Right.
And he said when he played internationally, there was all this space. And when you watch when he was playing the international games, it did look like a different player. When he learns how to dribble, which it's not really there yet, you know, he's competent in bringing the ball up the floor.
Sure.
But when he learns how to dribble past somebody in half court, mm-hmm. That kid's going to be outrageous.
And he has the athleticism.
Yes. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Glenn in Holland. You're on WIP. Hey, Glenn.
Hey, how are you?
What's up, Glenn?
I wasn't ready to talk about basketball, though.
No, you don't have to.
You don't have to.
No. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So talking about the switch, if there's a switch, it's got to be Jalen running the football, right? Because that's really what's been missing, right? Because if he doesn't run and they don't have to defend him running, right? Like if it's first down, they're just all jamming the box on Saquon, right? And if they got to leave someone off, if they have to honor the fact that he might pull that ball out and run, that I think is what really opens up the offense, right? Because, I mean, there's no switch mm-hmm. for the defense. Defense is playing great. Like, there's nothing more they can do, right?
I like that, Dennis. I mean, Glenn, yeah. And Spike brought up the Jalen running weeks ago, doing more of it. Now there's no reason to save him for anything. Like, you're in the playoffs now.
Yeah.
So I don't mean be reckless when you're out there running, but you certainly can make him more part of the game plan running the ball now.
Yeah, and I think it is a hedge against their offensive line not being as good.
Right.
Like the math of it, right? If this is what you're saying, Glenn, if there's one more guy to account for, it doesn't mean you have to run 15 times,
mm-hmm.
but he was at 7-8. You know, for a couple of games there, and I thought it made a big difference.
That's a good amount.
You know?
Seven or eight is a good amount.
And that'll soften that defense up. And mm-hmm. I think, Glenn, I think it's less about flipping a switch. That is a lever to pull. You know, like that. What that is. And there can be no, this is the playoffs now.
Yeah.
There's no,
we're not saving up anything.
Yeah, there's no worried about getting hurt.
Yeah.
There's none of that. Again, doesn't mean you have to be reckless. Slide when you can. Get out of bounds when you can. They need him in there. But, like, he's got to run the football. I agree with you.
Yeah.
One of the other callers was talking about the ability to just run the game out for 10 minutes. The other thing is Sirianni still doesn't seem to have noticed that he doesn't have that team anymore, right? Like, he still thinks the offense can run the game out. Like, you look at, what was it, the Lions game, right? You had a 2-score lead at the end.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that was irritating.
We went for it on fourth down. Like, he's thinking, I can always get a first down. Right? But the defense was playing great. You got 2 scores, not a lot of time left.
Yeah,
punt.
We
the
all
defense
agreed.
Well, did it, but
yeah.
Then he turned it right over, right, and then gave him a free field goal.
Yep.
And now it's a 1-score game. And in a 1-score game, anything can happen, right? Like he's got a coach knowing that it's the defense that's going to win his game, not that the offense is going to run the game out, right? Because we just don't have that offense.
Yeah, I think they've been searching for what their offense is. I agree with you that he probably wants it to be the way that it was. And they've tried a bunch of different things, right? Like, it's part of the reason that I think they haven't been as cohesive offensively is because nothing's working consistently. And I think that's one of the reasons it's looked so disjointed. But I agree with you, Glenn. So, Glenn, next question today. Give us an infamous soundbite.
Oh, infamous soundbite. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Now, who was that?
Sweet Brown. You know, the thing with the fire? I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that. They made a whole song about it. You got to...
No, I don't know it. This might be one that I miss. Sweet Brown.
Gotta,
what is it?
Are we too old, Spike? I don't know. Is that something...
Glenn sounds old. How old are you, Glenn?
I'm 57.
Yeah, we're all in the same range there.
Not long ago, but you got... Okay, you got to look... You know, you got to look up. Still be able to find the clip. So, Sweet Brown... Sweet. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Okay.
People did a whole parody off it. They were making T-shirts off it.
Okay.
So, somebody out in your audience has to
oh, yeah,
that.
Yeah. Jack
somebody
will find
definitely
it.
Knows.
Jack
yeah.
will find it. Jack will find it.
Yeah. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Well, the thing is, there's so many of those nowadays that sometimes I'll see something happening online, and I just think to myself, I don't have time to figure this one out.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'm going to wait 6-7. For the next one. Yeah.
6-7,
but 6-7's
no
still
time.
Here.
Well, sort of.
No, it's still here.
I think it's dying.
I don't think so. And because you know what happened? The kids saw that the adults were trying to take it from them, and they got worse with it. They got stronger. They're like, oh, you think you can be more annoying than we are? We're kids. We're the most annoying things on the planet. No, I don't know Sweet Brown.
No, I hadn't heard of it.
Jack, do you hear that? I don't know.
I feel like I've heard it, but I don't remember it.
Can you see if it's out there or something?
I'll look if it's worth hearing.
I'll look into it.
All right. Gary and Vineland, you're on WIP. Hey, Gary.
Hey, I do 13, and my kids get so mad.
Yeah, you're probably really annoying with your kids. Given your general tone.
I am.
Yeah.
It's so much fun.
13 they're just adding up 6 and 7.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. How far into the 90s do we have to get to Whale, Spike?
Whale?
Whale, Hobo Hump, and Slobo Baby.
Oh, wow. Pretty deep.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no way, Jack. There's too many songs for Jack to get to that one. Maybe in Ike's retirement show, in 9 years or something.
We'll still be doing 90s at 4:30.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Well, that's the thing with radio. If you do something at a certain time that people like, you can't stop it.
Appointment radio.
Yeah, that's what people like.
Or we're still singing Creed.
Yep. I don't think Jack's going to get the Hobo Hump. I don't think he's going to get to Scooby Snacks. I don't think he's going to...
Scooby Snacks go time.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to... Maybe he'll get to OMC. Maybe he'll get to How Bizarre. Maybe he'll get to that, but I don't think he'll... I'm just thinking of the one-hit wonders from the 90s.
Okay. Hey, so you watched the game on Peacock?
I did.
Were there parts of the game where they were like showing the crowd, zooming in extremely? Like, I didn't know what was going on.
Oh, I didn't notice
that.
Turn it off. Were they doing it?
Oh my God!
So there's, I think here's
going on, and they're showing like the coach.
So I think there's two on Peacock at least. There's two different views for the game. You can either watch the standard view or something else that they have. You may have hit the other one.
Oh, no, the camera view.
Yeah, you might have been watching the other camera view.
That was awful.
Yeah, I think you were watching the wrong view.
It was like an OG take. Knowledge without facts.
There it is. It's not knowledge without college. It is knowledge without facts. I like that. So how you feeling on the birds there, Gare?
I was at that game on Sunday, and I'm feeling like, my God, just learn. I felt that Washington's defense had given up, and we just decided not to run the ball anymore and just be idiots. I just don't get it. And then, like, Cooper with that, nobody knew what he even did or why he even had to do it. That's a touchdown there if it's not backed up 15 yards. It was just the discipline in his weekly mantra is just not there. And that's what worries me.
Yeah, I think it's hard to... I've ended up putting no stock in Sunday's game. I know
you can't. Yeah.
A lot of people were mad at Petullo and Sirianni for not running the ball at the end. And then I started to think to myself... Well, did they start to decide they needed Tank and they didn't want to run Tank?
Right.
And I just don't know what the motivation for any of it was. So it's really, and who the players are at that point. So yeah, it's been disjointed all year. We've had questions about, you know, play calling and why they decide to go for this and not go for that all year long. So it's certainly not exclusive to Sunday. So I wouldn't be surprised if we see it again, but I hope not.
Yeah,
let's just win.
My biggest concern is the play call.
Let's win 27-10 and not have to worry about any of it. Jeez Louise, that would be nice.
How about an old Delco, 50-3, Tommy down the shore.
Yes, yes. We'll get it. Yeah, I wonder what Tommy's prediction is going to be. So, Gary, for next question, do you have an infamous soundbite?
So I remember this one was when DVRs first came out, and I'm watching the parade, but I was in the other room, and I'm like, did Chase Utley just...
Oh, that's a big one.
I rewound it, and it was World Bleeping Champions.
That's a big one.
That was classic.
Yeah, that is a big
one. That was.
Loved it.
Yeah. Now, I don't think WIP caught that one. I know nope. WYSP did.
That was Turtle.
Yeah. Was it Turtle? Turtle on the board?
Well, vintage.
He didn't live that down.
You had Wes on the board.
It was Turtle. It was Turtle.
So I remember at YSP, we carried the parade, and I was doing middays at the time, so I was off at 2 or 3, and I handed it off to Jennifer Reed, who was the, you know, when you're a music DJ, there's no board, there's no producer, it's just you. And I remember saying to Jennifer, I don't know why I said this, I said, hey, remember the dump button. And she said, it's a Phillies parade, they're not going to curse, are they? And I said, look.
They've been drinking since this parade started.
You never know. YSP dumped it.
Nice.
So we dumped it. We definitely dumped it.
Yeah. And then Kelsey's, wasn't it directly in line with the amount of dumps we could use?
So I remember, I didn't go to the parade because I was back at the studio. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to, Kevin.
It was Wes that was on the board.
Oh, it was Wes. Wes Euler.
Yes.
Yes. So I remember standing over his shoulder and he hit it once. I think we had three dumps. He hit it. Wasn't enough. We got it.
Okay.
We got all of it because luckily a lot of the curse words were packed together.
Right.
So So we got it. We got it all. I think we got it all.
Oh man, that was a classic.
Yeah, it was a classic.
It's a shame because that Super Bowl last year basically now has. I guess we'll always remember the first one.
Yes.
But that Super Bowl last year takes a little bit out of the first one.
You mean from the parade standpoint, or just from the specialness of the first?
Specialness of it.
Well, somebody should have dumped Mayor Parker.
Or should have cut out.
Yeah.
Should have been a gong
or a hook.
Yeah.
Maybe a cane, big old cane.
Yeah.
But Jason's speech will go down as
the gold standard.
All-timer. Yeah,
the gold standard.
Yeah.
Again, a nice 10 years between championships. Make it feel like work.
Nope.
Yeah, no. Nope, no. Nope. This is my theory. I love it. You got to get 10 years at least between championships so they mean something again.
Well, the Phillies.
Oh, you don't think if we win the Super Bowl next month, it means nothing?
Not for me. It's zero.
Well, Phillies are doing you a favor.
I won't even emote.
They're going to give you two decades.
I know.
Yeah.
That's why I love them.
You're going to appreciate the next one more.
I need to feel the appreciation. That's what I like about championships, not winning a bunch of them.
So, speaking of appreciation, the way that you've been talking about today's top five at five is...
It's really just the final two clips.
Okay.
The final two clips, I think, are hilarious.
Okay, so it's an all-time top five of five.
Maybe.
Okay. Maybe. Way to sell it, Jack. That's coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Here's why I love Emmons. Everything they install is made right here in the USA. Now, they have Owens Corning shingles from Jersey. How about the Certainty siding from outside Philly? And then you have the Provia windows and doors handcrafted by the Amish in Ohio and all custom for your home. From Philly to the shore, homeowners trust Emmons because they show up, do the job right, and stand behind their work. Inside the house, you need some work done? Well, guess what? Emmons Remodeling is the real deal for kitchens, baths, and basements. Plus, they do free estimates for computer design, and they build it to your budget at a great price. Visit callemmons.com today and tell them Ike sent you.